Motown sound like?
That's very upbeat, I'd call it.
There's never really any sort of slow. I mean, they're slow, but it's always got a beat.
It drives.
It drives. That's
it's
the
driving,
one.
Which is, I guess, apt given that it started in Detroit. I guess the whole idea of Motown, yes, was to keep a driving beat, keep people on the dance floor. It was happy music. It was.
But the context usually isn't happy. Most of the time, it's all about heartbreak.
It is,
but it's with a good beat.
In a happy way. Yeah, that's exactly right. You listen to the lyrics and. They're hardly ever positive, but you still feel ecstatic when you listen to it.
We are in the dressing room of the Fiddler's Elbow in Camden. This is where we run the Motown Jam. I'm Chris Whittakay. I'm DJ and partner and promoter in the whole business.
And I'm Estelle Marks, Chris's partner. We run LondonSoulClub.com.
Our organisation's about, I think, about bringing soul to as many people as we can.
When we first started doing Motown Nights, we did find that there was a big demand for it.
I think one of the things that drives the Motown scene as well is the fact that the music is not only timeless, but it's almost completely universal. Most people, you know, love it. It really does cross age groups, cross genders, crosses everything. So
we took a trip to New York back, I think, in 2004, and we saw loads of really fantastic live music. It was really inspirational, and so much of it had a really soulful vibe. I mean, we saw great music in bars, in train stations, but we went to one bar called the Sugar Bar, which is run by Ashford and Simpson, who were big Motown stars. And the quality of music that we saw there was so fantastic, I think it really bowled us over. We were really drawn in by it, and we wanted to recreate a little part of that here, really. So that's what inspired us to do the night.
I'm Kelly, and I'm the lead singer of our 10-piece Motown band called Motor City Review.
And I'm Johanna, I play the trumpet. Someone who wouldn't have a clue about Motown would need to know that it was basically the first crossover between black and white music in the late 50s, early 60s. For me, I guess the definitive Motown sound is Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and also the Marvelettes. Of course, they preceded the Supremes and were, you know, the first groups that were put together on the label.
I'm loving Aretha. I mean, she's a real tough one to sing, but she's amazing. You know, she, almost inhuman the way she can sing.